Chicago's afternoon news here on this Friday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. John Hansen in for Steve Bertrand on this rather warm and toasty Friday night. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, we got Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins on the line. And Alderman, thanks for coming on. It's been a crazy couple nights in the downtown area. I know that your Second Ward gets a lot of the near north side, the Gold Coast, Old Town, that area too. First and foremost, what have you been hearing from constituents? Because people on Twitter seem to be a mix of mad, excited, and a little sleepless.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting a mixture. I'm getting people specifically calling me to tell me, hey, don't be a killjoy. It's a celebration. Let it happen. Like, this is not looting. And then I'm getting a lot more people actually calling saying, this is ridiculous. I couldn't sleep at all last night. It took me 3 hours to get home. I couldn't get in and out of my parking garage. So the feedback is all the way across the spectrum, from people who absolutely support the celebration aspect of it to people who think it's just unconscionable that so much of this happened in an uncontrolled, unpermitted, unauthorized manner that really caused a lot of inconvenience to a lot of people.
Yeah, it was Wednesday and Thursday night, of course, thousands of cars jamming up the streets for Mexican Independence Day and celebrations of the like.
Yeah.
But only one arrest yesterday, at least from what I saw, and I wonder, you know, a lot of people want to know what can be done about this to prevent it. I mean, these are somewhat lawful actions, just driving your car downtown. Is that what makes this a little difficult to control?
Yeah, we actually had two arrests in my portion of the downtown area, and then four arrests in Alderman Riley's portion. But still, given the scope of what happened, that, you know, it could have been a lot worse. But the arrests on my side of the line were actually for unauthorized use of a weapon, people that had handguns in the middle of the celebration. And even though they were not firing those weapons, they were not using them in the course of an act of crime. When you've got an atmosphere like that, which is literal chaos on the street, cars everywhere, cars riding on the sidewalk, a lot of alcohol, intoxication, everything, you add handguns into that mix, you are just one spark away from the tinderbox exploding. So it's a volatile situation, and it is a hazardous situation, and it's one that we're taking seriously, even though so far we have managed to get through this without any loss of life or any serious injuries, at least not that I'm aware of thus far.
All right, well, it's Friday night. What are you expecting for tonight? Do you have any intelligence on if we're going to see the same sort of thing?
Hard to say. That's the other problem with this. So much of this is spontaneous. It's really not planned. I mean, we actually had that happen yesterday. All of a sudden, with no warning whatsoever, about 200 to 300 people took over the park next to Water Tower, and a band pulled up and jumped off the U-Haul and tried to set up an impromptu concert closing Michigan Avenue. And police responded quickly and said, hey, guys, come on, you can't do this. You know, get back on the truck, you know, keep moving. Right. You can't close Michigan Avenue for an hour to have a party. And fortunately, they all complied willingly. They put up no resistance. They were like, okay, you know, we'll find somewhere else to go. So, you know, there are people who do the right thing once they're told, but, you know, there's just as many who were not following orders, who were driving in a very reckless manner, speeding through the residential streets, blowing red lights, you know, all kinds of things. We do expect more of that, and we're trying to prepare for it. Days off have all been canceled. We have a full force of police officers in the downtown area with assistance from the Illinois State Police, assistance from the Cook County Sheriff. So we will have the numbers that I think we need, and let's just hope we can get through this experience again without serious injury and without a loss of life.
I think Chicagoans know certain days on the calendar to circle and avoid downtown if they can, right? Like July 3rd, July 4th on normal years. You know, it's a celebration and people are mostly peaceful, but, you know, people don't like the downtown noises. They prepare their pets accordingly, whatever it is. Is September 16th going to just have to be one of those dates that Chicagoans prepare for this sort of thing? Or do you expect that once COVID weans and maybe we have parades and celebrations in the Pilsen and perhaps the Little Village neighborhoods again, they've been canceled the past 2 years, then maybe this will ease up in future years?
That is a great question, and we are going to address that question as soon as the dust settles. We have to survive the experience first, but in the aftermath of this, as we debrief and go forward, we are going to be looking at that, because this is a relatively new phenomenon. You know, it was more in the neighborhoods before, now it's more downtown where it just causes more trouble. So to have perhaps to, you know, to kind of lean in to the growing desire to have this celebration at this time of year every year. If we could formalize it more and have a suitable location for it and put some city resources behind it and organize it and regulate it and have enough porta potties and all those other things that go along with a large-scale organized event, if we were to do that, I think that would be a much more attractive alternative for everyone, for downtown residents and people who participate in this event alike. So we haven't really done a very good job of that. This is a new phenomenon where the whole thing shifting downtown. We have to respond. The city has to address that. And I think there's a lot of things that we can do to make this a much more tenable situation for everybody next year.
Really quickly, we're, you know, approaching the 5 o'clock hour. If people are on the roadways coming downtown for a night at the to grab a drink or something, what's your advice to them? Is it to turn around and try again another time?
I will never say that. Okay. I want people to come downtown. You know, we want crowds downtown. Downtown is meant for crowds. It's designed to handle crowds. So come downtown, make a reservation at your favorite restaurant. Far be it for me to discourage that. However, in good conscience, yes, I have to acknowledge you might wind up with some inconvenience tonight. You know, there might be a detour. There might be a traffic jam. That may happen. Again, a lot of this is sort of spontaneous. We don't have any specific intel where I could say this particular block is going to be closed starting at 11:39 p.m. It just doesn't work that way. So we have to be flexible in terms of our response, and we ask residents to be flexible and patient, too, because we will do our very best. We'll do our best to keep traffic flowing. We'll do our best to keep the roads open. You know, we do have checkpoints where at certain times we'll say, you know, okay, this street is open to residents only right now and try to discourage the caravans from coming down. And, you know, we'll just try to respond to a very fluid and dynamic situation to try to minimize the inconvenience. We will not be able to eliminate the inconvenience. And, you know, I certainly have to acknowledge that that unfortunate reality.
All right, certainly good advice there. We appreciate your time, Alderman Hopkins. All right, let's get a look at weather and, of course, traffic with Mary Vandeveld.